Blair Kamen is the architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune. Blair, do you follow college basketball? Do you have a team that you especially like?
Oh, Northwestern Wildcats, of course.
Good answer. There you go.
Well, you're a Wildcat yourself, aren't you, Blair? Didn't you go to Northwestern?
No, I went to another purple school, Amherst. But I live near Northwestern, so I'm a big fan of Dave, and I've been thrilled to watch the Wildcats in their incredible football season this year. It's been really fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you, Blair.
I hope
appreciate
nobody puts
it.
An asterisk by their football season this year, because not all of the
no
games.
Way.
Are
no hey,
not
no way.
Hey,
no way. No way. Not happening. Dave is right. I mean, this is an amazing season, and let's hope it goes on and that they, you know, slay Goliath, win the Big Ten West,
yeah,
and then beat Ohio State and make it to the college football playoff. That is the impossible dream, but hey, we can still dream it.
Well, maybe if we have a really pronounced showing against Ohio State, you know, which is a marquee team, maybe we'd get into the. We got to be in the top eight, right?
I think you're going to have to win
the top four.
Yeah, top four gets you in the playoff. But then you get in the New Year's Six if you're not in the top four, which are the top bowl games that aren't the playoff games.
So. Got him.
There's a lot.
We're wasting Blair's time.
Sorry.
Very important.
Sorry.
No. That's right. New Year's Six would be great. I'm definitely a Cat fan, and so I'm hoping for that at the very least. That would be great. But they're amazing. I mean, Fitzgerald has done a great job. And
hey, I'm not. No. I didn't call you to talk about basketball or football.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Ryan Ori, your colleague in the Tribune, has a story today about the naming. You've been tweeting and writing about this too. It's going to be called St. Regis, the beautiful wavy vista tower, a series of buildings that are just next to ours here at WGN Radio. And I'm telling you, I know that you don't come into the city. I'm talking to our listeners, Blair. I know that you all don't come into the city as often as you used to. But if you only did a driving tour and didn't get out and just did it safely, the skyline is so beautiful with this building on it. It is just such a, you look at it and go, wait, that can't even be. And it's about to start, putting tenants in there, right?
Right. The first condo owners are supposed to move in December. And you're right, John. This is a very strong and prominent presence on the skyline, especially if you're coming northbound on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
It rises directly ahead of you. And the tower, in case people haven't seen it, is essentially consists of three stems high rises that are interconnected. They increase in height from east to west. The tallest one is 101 stories. The tower has each of the stems has a kind of curving profile. They curve in and out. They're kind of blue-green in color. The glass shifts from lighter to darker in order to increase the energy efficiency of the building. So it's really a unique skyline presence, and it's also got a new name, which my colleague Ryan Ori revealed in a story this morning. It has been known for years as the Vista Tower, and now its name is being changed to the St. Regis Chicago.
What do you think of that?
Not a fan. Vista kind of had a simplicity to it. It kind of it evoked the views of the building and from the building. St. Regis Chicago is another brand name, not particularly distinctive, that's the way it goes.
Is that naming rights, Blair? Does somebody say, well, we'll pay a lot of money?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a naming rights deal per se, but the deal, here's what happened. This tower was originally developed by a local developer, Magellan Development Group, along with a Chinese developer, the Dalian Wanda Group. Dalian Wanda sold its stake in the tower to Magellan recently. They were going to develop a new hotel in the bottom floors of the tower. Magellan now owns the whole tower. They needed a new hotel operator, so they signed up St. Regis. And also, interestingly enough, John, they signed up Alinea, the Alinea Group, to run the restaurants in the tower. So, but as part of this deal, St. Regis got its name on the entire tower. It's Chicagoans have grown used to, although they're not happy with skyscraper name changes, the one, of course, that always comes to mind is Sears Tower being renamed Willis Tower for the London-based insurance brokerage that, you know, leased a few floors in the building and got the right to slap its name on Sears Tower as part of a deal. So I can't say I'm a fan. Jeannie Gang, the architect who I emailed this morning, said it's okay with her. She's happy that they got the new hotel and the Alinea Group, but I disagree. I wish this were still the Vista Tower.
I think the Trump Tower is a beautiful curved building downtown. I wish those letters weren't there, not because of how I feel about the president, although that factors into a lot of people's views about that building and that beautiful spot in the city, but because the letters are too large. It just looks
wrong. They're too large. Yeah, I mean, if the letter said Obama or if they said, you know, Daley or whatever, they'd still be too large. And an eyesore along the Riverwalk. And, a lot of people misinterpret, my opposition to them as a knock on Trump. Not so. I mean, the key point with this whole issue has always been that the great buildings around the Michigan Avenue or DuSable Bridge are 1920s towers like the Tribune, the Wrigley, and others that really are civic. They are distinctive architectural presences, but they do not call attention to themselves through enormous, ginormous signs like the one on the Tribune, like the one on the Trump Tower. Yeah. Yes, there's a sign on the Tribune Tower, but it's much smaller, like a third of the size as the one on Trump. So in any event, names are controversial. Trump, oddly enough, is the only one of Chicago's five skyline giants to retain its original name. All the others have changed.
Yeah.
Sears became Willis. Aon was previously Standard Oil and Amoco. Hancock is now 875 North Michigan, and Vista is going to be the St. Regis Chicago.
You know, and standing here right now, to me, the big three are Hancock, Sears, and Vista. So I'll have to learn to go with the flow, I guess, as if the names are going to change, although I think we're always going to call it John Hancock. And Vista seem to fit. Are you okay with Alinea? That's a marquee restaurant in a marquee building. Is there a symmetry there?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, you're now going to have a marquee restaurant in an extraordinary interior space. The bottom of the St. Regis Chicago has a cube-like projection that extends outward from the tower to east toward East Wacker Drive. And within that is a 38-foot-tall restaurant space, huge space that overlooks the river. And it has really dramatic, diagonally canted concrete columns in it. It's a fabulous space. And so look, the most important thing is that the tower become an active presence in the city, not an isolated landmark, the way Sears was originally. It was kind of like a fortress that was trying to keep Skid
true.
Row on
that
the
is,
left side.
That is true. I always thought that building was not inviting for as much a landmark as it was. I'm out of time today, Blair, but I'm anxious for the city to be able to use this building, you know, the way
absolutely. Yes, that will make it a landmark in use as well as symbol, and that's really what matters is more than the name.
Follow Blair Kamen on Twitter. Read him in the Tribune. Ryan Ori, his colleague in the Tribune today, too. Nice to talk to you today, Blair. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you.